Well, good morning to the Interbet team and welcome. Big racing today. Greyville, 10 race program, 24 pedrometer, 8 meter false rail. First race, maiden plate, 1400 meters on the poly track. The favorite is 2 pressure point. They put the blinkers on it and has been backed heavily. Into 16 to 10, Andrew Fortune gets the ride on it. Be very careful of Kiate, number 5. Tini Prince, who's runner with Richard Faree, shows a lot of pace, and Owner of Creation is always there or thereabouts. And I would also add So Indy, which ran a shocking race last time, but I think will improve. First timer of Canamaz, expecting a good run. That's number 10. The draw is against it. Probably find that we'll be able to run on at them, and that is a second favorite. Race 2, first leg of the Bipod. Class 4, fillies and mares, 1600 meters. Spirit of Shimla, probably a banker in the Bipot, been running extremely well. 9 runs, 1 win and 7 places. She's been backed into 11 to 10. If you're looking for a danger, St. Bridget, improved last run, might go well on the poly. You don't know about her, but she is a 5-year-old. Race 3, class 4, 1400 meters. Father Christmas is your favorite, number 1, never been on the poly, Tony Peter and Craig Zaki, but I thought that there were horses here you needed to put in. Run for us, run 12 to 1. I think this is a big, big price for this horse. Looks like he's absolutely ready for this race. He needed his last run badly, and he's had 6 weeks since that, well drawn at 4. 5, Rooster, Bradshaw in collateral form, got some chances, had 2 runs on the course and distance and 1 win. 6, Trippy Silk. Won well last time and got a 5-point penalty. And 7, Strutting. Run twice on the poly track for a second and a first. Look for a big, big play from Strutting as well. So all of those go into my Bipod and my PA. Race 4, Class 4 poly. First leg of the Pick 6, 500,000 carried over. 1,400 meters. Royal Sword is your favorite here. Richard Faree, Garth Puller, got very good form. Should be there or thereabouts. 2, Wiccan Warrior. All the money's for this one. They put the blinkers on it. Improved last run. Never been on the poly. And I don't think it stops there. I think that you'll find Blast from the Past will improve as a third run. That's number 3. 4, Swan River. There's 16 to 1. Third run looks ready as well. Got some form. Mr. Nibbles probably improved. Damello for Lafferty. Ibuto loves the poly. He's won 9 out of his 10 starts on the poly. Numzan's a front runner, can get away. First leg of my Pick 6, I'm going to take the whole field. Race 5, Devonair listed, 1,400 meters. Ferrari Flair, number 1, has run on twice and run pretty good races in some decent fields. Strelitzia and Alan Robertson. Gets draw 1, but Cavadi is very close to it. That's number 3. That goes into all your play. Alice B. Toklas, 3 good runs behind her name. She could go well. Mosaic World, 2 very good runs. Only run twice for 2 places before improvement. The Gilden shows pace. Good last run. There are a lot of horses with chances here. Perfect Sky shows pace. Sean Terry, 1 of his 3. Royal Tiara, 1 extremely easily, number 8. Cherry Blossom Pink, 33 to 1. Fortune gets a leg up. And Rushing Chimes, fair last run, could improve too. So extremely difficult. Race 6, Gatecrasher listed, 1,400 meters. Well, here I went 5 horses. 1, Does Your Mother Know, I think could improve quite a lot. Drawn 1, got to help. 4, Cousin Yoni. I really like this horse. I liked him first time out. I think I've said before on the podcast, I should have backed him when he was 20 to 1. Won readily. Then he ran a very nice race the next time. Looked like he was all at sea. I think he's going to improve a lot, Cousin Yoni. He goes into everything. 5, Steamy Window. Have a very close look at this horse's form. He beat Better Never Ends. That went to Joburg and won the nursery and then ran 4th in another feature. So the form's very good, collateral form. And he's come back from resting and a gelding. Got to go into everything. World Series, come back from a gelding. Had a few starts, but looks like he might have some class. And then 5, Chief. Just won very, very easily, and I really think he's a nice horse, so he goes into everything too. Race 7, Gold Challenge, 1,600 meters. Will Questioning get the trip? That's the questioning part. but I'm going strongly with 5, The Real Prince. I think he's absolutely ready for this race. I've always thought that he's a miler. I know he won the July, but he won it off an extremely slow pace. So The Real Prince for me, Dave the King, well, big strong galloper, but he let us down badly last time. And then 8 on 18, I think, has got a chance. Tried the blinkers last time. It wouldn't run past the other horse, the stable companion, Okavango. And maybe he just needed the run as well, 8 on 18. Race 8, grade 2, 1400 meters. I'm going strongly with Quickstep Regal. I think she's the best filly in the race. She's a course and distance specialist. Damela, third run after her rest, my banker on the day. I can't see anything that can beat her here, so she's going strongly. I'm not even going to mention anything else. Race 9, the Cup Trial, 1800 meters. Here I got the same. Regulation, this is the right horse for the July. He's now into 6.5 to 1. And I can tell you, if he wins today, which I think he will do, he'll be in the top 3 in the July betting. Holding thumbs, I make the danger, and I'm taking the exactors and swingers with him. Race 10, Sea Stakes, 1,000 meters. Very difficult. Averni Princess never won on the poly, so that's a big minus. But she has won over the course many times. Lonely as a Cloud, if it goes on the poly, that's a big player. And then Summer Winter, really nice run, 2 runs ago. On the poly, Moodley gets the leg up. Chara Sainz run well with the 4-kilogram claimer. Scarlet Scarlet, no one knows how good that is. And Footlicious shows pace. So tough race to finish off. From me, James Goodman, have a great day.